I remember a design meeting early on where we were challenged by some of our staff. You know, the staff could see that this was going to be a great guest experience, but the challenge was, can you make it as good of experience for the animals that live there?
That's Brendan Wiley, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Brendan Wiley is the director of the Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center. He joins us to talk about the zoo, its history, and construction of a new area of the zoo called Camp Cowabunga. Brendan, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having us, Dan. We truly appreciate it.
Tell us about the history of the zoo.
The Topeka Zoo has just an enormously rich history. It really started in the 30s when there was a formation of a monkey island that was built. I had a little city hall on Monkey Island. I've often thought, could I get away with that today? I'm not sure that we could, but that's in people's memory, you know, seeing Monkey Island in Gage Park. It wasn't until 1963 that the city of Topeka hired its first zoo director, and the choice that they made was just incredible. They hired Gary Clark, who quickly developed a master plan for the zoo, and then boom, things started happening. And Gary was extremely innovative, especially for that time period in zoos and aquariums. We have the very first rainforest exhibit that was ever built at any zoo. That was under the first geodesic dome built west of the Mississippi. Even the indoor hippo pool that is there today, that was actually the first hippo exhibit where you did not look through bars to see the animal. This was all being pioneered right here in Northeast Kansas back in the 60s and 70s. When the gorilla experience opened in the Discovering Apes building, that was the first tunnel that went through a gorilla exhibit. Gary could actually boast that you could see gorillas closer from more perspectives right here in Kansas than you could in Africa. And it took about 20 years for another zoo to copy that. So we're rich with history, rich with innovation, and kind of returning to that approach now.
So you talked about a few highlights that were innovations for the Topeka Zoo, but give us an overview of what visitors will find today when they visit the zoo.
We're located in the heart of Topeka, Kansas, in Gage Park. You know, I kind of refer to us as a smaller zoo, but we use that as a strength. We like to think that we're embraceable. We like to think that we're the perfect place for a mother or a grandparent to push a stroller through. You can just stop in and see your favorite animal, or you can enjoy the whole zoo in an hour or two. But at the same time, we've got a number of those mega vertebrates that people love to see, with orangutans, lions, tigers, bears, hippos, giraffe, elephant. So there's a lot to experience in a very easy to experience way.
And a number of those exhibits are inside because we are a four-season climate.
Yes. You know, it's interesting being in Kansas. You got to be prepared for everything, whether it's that threat of tornado or a winter season that doesn't want to seem to move out. You know, animals have access to spaces that they can get away from the weather, but a number of those are also can be viewed in their indoor spaces or habitats. Mm-hmm. And that's going to actually increase as we move into the future.
Well, you have a new project underway, Camp Cowabunga. Tell us about the inspiration for this.
You know, in 2012, we were more or less forced to do a master plan. And when the plan was done, we were all standing around looking at it. And there's this one little space in the plan that was completely surrounded by animals. And it was in the African area of the zoo. And the light bulb all went off at the same time. We know somebody that's been to Africa, Gary Clark. When he retired from being zoo director, he started working full-time with his safari company called Cowabunga Safaris. And we brought Gary into the picture, which was just amazing. And as we started developing this experience, we started leaning more and more on his safari experience. There are pieces in the Camp Cowabunga project that represent different safari experiences from about 12 different countries in Africa. It's incredibly unique. It draws people in and really tells the story of Cowabunga Safaris, but also tells people what that rugged safari experience was like back in the 80s and 90s.
So this will be a different type of experience than the rest of the zoo.
It really is, you know, and I've had the good fortune, I get to walk over and see it every day, and how it's transformed has just been incredible. We are a zoo. There are definitely animal components to it. There's education components to it. There's conservation components to it. But there's just a ton of experience. I remember a design meeting early on where we were challenged by some of our staff. You know, the staff could see that this was going to be a great guest experience, but the challenge was, can you make it as good of an experience for the animals that live there as the people that will come see it? And there's a built-in opportunity for some monkeys to be able to train people. And if they get the person to do the right thing, they'll get a reward for that. There's an experience with painted dogs where they'll actually get to cooperatively hunt from a zip line where they're part of a carcass will hang. And one dog will have to operate the zip line while the other dogs eat. So they'll have to figure out how to work together. With the African lions, there's a part of the main viewing window that can slide away and reveal a very thick woven wire mesh that our staff will actually be able to train the lions right in front of people and show off some of the world-class animal care that we're doing. Then there's a campfire circle. There's a bucket shower. There's the safari loo. There's a children's exploration play area. There's bronze dung beetles. Out in kind of the entry space into Camp Cowabunga, labeled Dung Beetle Square, which was a fictitious address that Gary used to use. Somehow mail still made it to him, but he just had that charisma. So there's a lot to Camp Cowabunga. It's probably the most well-thought zoo experience that I've ever been a part of.
Now, I visited the website. There is a website dedicated specifically to Camp Cowabunga, which is campcowabunga.org.
Yes.
So people can go to that. I also learned that from the inception of this project to now, the cost estimate didn't quite work out. It's turned out to be a bit more expensive of a project.
That is true. We started off to build a $2.7 million experience. We got Gary and his imagination involved and knew that that was going to result in some extras, and started off with a $3.5 million fundraising goal. When we put the project out to bid, it came back so enormously high that we weren't sure what to do. We wound up repackaging it, rebidding it. We removed a couple pieces that will come back with a future project, but it's now a $4.4 million project. And the way I phrase this is, the great news is we exceeded our original fundraising goal. The downside to that is, as we're going through the construction process, we still have about $200,000 left on our major gift goal. And then we're just now launching our public campaign, which has a $250,000 goal. Mm-hmm. So just under $500,000 left to raise over the next 5 months.
And if people want to learn more about your fundraising efforts, what's the best place to go?
You can go straight to either campcowabunga.org or topekazoo.org, and we would love to have the support.
So when do you hope to have this open to the public?
We were hoping that the project would actually open late July, but with the winter that we had, we lost about 2 months during the construction process. So right now we're anticipating right around a September 1st opening. We're looking forward to that, but we're really looking forward to seeing how people receive it. It's unlike anything else at our zoo.
Brendan, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Dan, can't thank you enough for the opportunity, and hope to see you at Camp Cowabunga later this year.
Brendan Wiley is the director of the Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center. More information about the Camp Cowabunga project is available at campcowabunga.org. You'll find more interviews and a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations, that's all one word, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.